بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد Respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that yet once again He has given us the opportunity of being in the company of Hazrat Maulana Shabir Saluji Sahib Damat Barakatu. Now Hazrat Maulana needs no introduction whatsoever, especially in this masjid. He has been here many times before and He has given us many advices and talks in this masjid. And I do not wish to express or mention all the great work that he is doing, not only locally but even abroad. My maqsad is not to praise Hazrat Maulana, but these few things that we do have to mention so that we appreciate the caliber and the personality that we have amongst us. We are now in a period of Qahtur Rijal, where we don't find this true and genuine, sincere, dedicated ulama and mashayikh like we have in the past. And these are very few who are with us. Hazrat Maulana Damat Barakatuhu has given his whole life for the sake of deen. Not just being a principal of a huge Darul Uloom. He teaches Bukhari Sharif and so many other kitabs. Despite all this, he has time for people, not only locally, but even abroad. If somebody is suffering some far distant place, then he feels that pain, and immediately he sets out to assist those people. His love for our Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayhi was unique. Both of them had a very close relationship. Whenever Hazrat Maulana Shabir Sahib would go overseas or undertake any journey, he would, prior to his departure, make sure that he phones Hazrat Maulana for duas. Then when he would go abroad, he would again telephone Maulana and again request duas. And Maulana would do the same. We saw when Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah passed away, that from the many people who had telephoned and consoled us, Hazrat Maulana Shabir Sahib was one of the very first people to console us. Then he left all his work, and with Hazrat Mufti Razaullah Sahib and other asatiza of the Darum, they came immediately to console us here. So we see the sincerity they have, the time, the dedication, the love for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala accept all his good work, and may Allah ta'ala keep his saya and shade above us, because we require in these times such pillars of support who constantly give us that himmat and the courage to do whatever little we can do. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him, his entire family, for the khidmat of deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him long life with afiyat, so that not only this country but the entire world and different parts of the world can benefit from him, inshallah. Jazakumullah.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل شيء استقالة واستقالة القلوب ذكر الله. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Respect Ulama-i Kiram, elders and brothers. Of course, we feel the pain of Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah departing from us and going away. All of a sudden, because nobody expected Hazrat Maulana to leave so quickly in that particular way. But on the other hand, we look at it that what a great, Alhamdulillah, how fortunate Hazrat Maulana was, that how he lived, Allah took him away. And when it comes in a hadith, that a person dies from that same sand from which he was created. So, who does not envy the death that Allah Ta'ala blessed with Maulana Rahmatullah Alayhi wa from many aspects, the death of a shaheed, in wuzu a person dies, that person is shaheed, suffer of Baytullah, a person goes away, that person is a shaheed. And also, my dear brothers, Jesus made tawaf, and made dua for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every aspect of Hazrat Maulana's death, alhamdulillah, was enviable. Allah Ta'ala elevate Hazrat Maulana's status. And Allah grant us the tawfiq to follow the footsteps of Hazrat Maulana rahmatullah alayhi. The true love for Hazrat Maulana will be when we follow the ways of Hazrat Maulana rahmatullah alayhi. And we are further fortunate, alhamdulillah, that after Hazrat Maulana rahmatullah alayhi, the work that Hazrat Maulana, that his mission, his object of life, that is continuing. Allah Ta'ala has blessed Hazrat Maulana himself, Allah Ta'ala make his hifazat, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for him to fulfill this great task that has been placed upon him. But when this great task is placed upon somebody without any wish from his side, then a madad of Allah Ta'ala is there. It is stated that when things were very, very bad in India, and Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, day and night was concerned what to do. He used to teach hadith in Saharanpur, Mazar Ulum, where Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullah Alayhi was. And Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullah Alayhi was a nephew of Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, but there was not a big age gap between the two. The age gap was very little. So first and foremost, he left teaching hadith and came away to Delhi. Before that, his elder brother, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Sahab, had already started work in Delhi, and particularly in the area of Mewat, where the non-Muslims had got to go together, and it was the objective to convert the Muslims toward Hinduism, the Shuddi Tahriq and movement had started. And that time, many, many different ways the ulama adopted to combat them, but unfortunately none of them had gained great success. At that time, Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, day and night used to cry and wonder, Ya Allah, you show me some tarteeb with the iman of these people can be saved. And finally he went to the Baytullah, and in Baytullah also he continued crying there. He spent a few nights in Masjid Nabi also, although the Masjid Nabi used to be locked. But Hazrat Maulana Madni Rahmatullah, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Madni Rahmatullah's elder brother was very, very influential there. And through his permission, he spent a couple of nights in the Masjid Nabawi too. And then this ilqa was made on him. Ilham was given to him. Ilham that from Allah Ta'ala's side, that you go and you start your work, work will be taken. That time to Maulana Ilyas Sahab, I'm a weak person. What can one person do? The movement is so great, thousands of people of iman is at stake. Then he came to Hazrat Maulana Hussain ibn Mandir, his brother, who was also a Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Rashid ibn Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi. And he told him, then what a beautiful consolation he gave him. He said, Allah Ta'ala did not tell you, or the ilham was not made to go and do the work. He said, work will be taken. Now it's up to Allah Ta'ala how Allah Ta'ala takes work from you. You go in whatever you do, in whichever way Allah Ta'ala puts into your heart, Allah will put barakah in that particular work. And we saw that when Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah returned, and Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah started the work, not only the people of Mewat, but thousands of people throughout the world, or millions of people throughout the world, it has become a means of the hidayat and coming to the road of deen. So in the same way, Hazrat Maulana Naeem Sahab was not prepared under any circumstances to fulfill this great gap that was there. But of course, Hazrat Mufti Razaul Haq Sahab was here, Maulana Salman was here, other elders were there, and they insisted that you have to continue the work. Hazrat Maulana had a very close relationship with you besides being the son-in-law, work-wise too, and Allah Ta'ala will protect you, Allah will take work from you. So inshallah, Al-Aziz, the garden of Hazrat Maulana will flourish inshallah the day of Qiyamah. And how in the lifetime of Hazrat Maulana, many people change their lives and is to benefit inshallah, this will continue at all times inshallah. And we have seen, inshallah, that the majalis of zikr are taking place already. And this much is there, that nobody can remain in this world forever. Everyone that has come to go. And the greatest difficulty for the ummah was when Rasulullah ﷺ left this world. When Rasulullah ﷺ left this world, a person of the nature of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala lost his senses. And we know Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, what a strong human being he was from every aspect. But he also lost his senses and took out his sword and said, whoever says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left this world, I will behead him. When the Sahaba saw this, nobody had the courage to do it. In fact, they had lost his senses, the love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as Umar took out his sword, until Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala came, and he saw and he recited those ayat of the Quran Kareem, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَدْ مِنْ قَبْلِ الرُّسُولِ, and these sorts of ayats, where it was stated that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَإِمْ مَاتَ أُقْتِنْ كَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ, if the Nabi has to leave this world, or a Nabi has to become shaheed, then you will turn your backs towards Allah. So Allah Ta'ala's nizam is this, that nobody can stay here. In fact, the greatest time a Nabi or a Naib or Nabi experiences, the best day of his life, is the day he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, we look at it in the Adiyah in Masura, in the dua in Adiyah in Masura, he says, Ya Allah, make the best day of my life the day that I have to meet you. And we know that Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, death is not taken like ours, where Israel alayhi salatu wasalam comes and takes our life. Before he takes the life of a Nabi, he's got to take the permission of a Nabi. Commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha relates, when I saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam making the zuma, Allahumma rafiq al-ala, ay akhtar rafiq al-ala, I immediately recognize that this was also now the time that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has come and asking the permission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is saying, oh, now I have taken the option of meeting my Creator. So the best day of our life is to meet our Creator. We love to meet our Creator. And when a great person leaves us, that is the time to see what sort of love we had with him and how we continue his works with him. And this is a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that nobody is to stay here. Everybody has got to leave. Someone leaves earlier, someone leaves later, someone leaves very, very early. Someone Allah Ta'ala blessed with a very, very long life, the life of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, but then too he's got to leave this world. There is no question of that person staying in this world. So the greatest lesson that we have from Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah, there are so many lessons we have. The humility that Allah Ta'ala blessed Hazrat Mawlana with, and how many people's life he kindled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what we have to continue by reading the works of Hazrat Mawlana, by continuing the zikr that Hazrat Mawlana used to show us. That is why in a hadith it comes that Allah inna fil jasadi muzgha, in our bodies there is one small piece of flesh. If that small piece of flesh is rectified, then the whole body will operate correctly. And that small piece of flesh has to go off, then the whole body goes off. And that is the heart that we have. It's not the intellect, the brain that we have, but the heart that we have. And that is why the ulama have written to, that the place of iman is our hearts, that small piece of heart that we have. And the Sufis write, that the heart may be a very, very small as far as a bodily is concerned, but it is so vast that Allah Ta'ala, who has no direction, Allah Ta'ala, who is forever, for has been forever, and nothing can take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the heart of a mu'min has been created to take the love of Allah in his heart. That is how great that heart is. That is why it is stated, in that heart, if there is a love of anything except Allah, Allah does not come in that heart. And if the love of everything is removed, then only the love of Allah Ta'ala will come into the particular heart. In the olden days, to remove the love of the things, great mujahid had to be made, great sacrifice had to be made. Hazrat Shah al-Hadith Rahmatullah written, or Shah Abu Masood Gangoi Rahmatullah, Abu Sayyid Gangoi Rahmatullah Alayhi, his father was a great buzruk. His father had passed away, now the Khilafat has come to some, his father was Ammar ibn Quddus Gangoi Rahmatullah Alayhi, and then the Khilafat went to somebody else after he passed away, and Shah Abu Sayyid Rahmatullah Alayhi went to meet him. When he met the murid of his father, who was a great sheikh of that particular time, he made a lot of his ikram. When he made his ikram, he said, I did not come here for this ikram. I came here to get that dawlat, that love, that amanat that my father had given you. I have come to take that amanat. The moment he told him that, now then his whole condition changed. He said, then for that you have to be mujahida. That would not come with just being a visitor of mine. Your ikram is on one side. And then he had to make so much mujahida, that he was, even at one stage, he had to take and rear the shikari dogs, the dogs that were used for hunting, the hunting dogs, to make their khidmat and pull them. And it becomes so weak that he could not even withhold them, that sometimes he used to be dragged by the dogs. Until then a dream was seen, and this khilafat was confirmed about Shah Abu Sayyid Rahmatullah Ali. But what he showed in a lesson that he taught us is this, that this daulat of the love of Allah, great mujahid is to be made. And this mujahidah we saw, that Rasulullah Sassam and the Sahaba Kiram Radwanat al-Majmeen made, particularly in Makkah Mukarrama, that lad, that ghairullah had to be removed from this heart. There's two ways of removing the ghairullah. One is the extreme mujahidah that is made. When mujahidah is made, that every time a person learns to oppose his nafs, and whatever sacrifice are required for that, he's prepared to make that sacrifice. But as gradually we are very, very weak, and time has gone, we're becoming weaker and weaker and weaker. In the olden days, in the khankas that were there, the condition was this, that killat ta'am, killat kalam, killat manam. That first and foremost, very little food, few morsels of food used to be given only for the people coming to khanka. And you had no permission to buy anything from outside. And kalam, only necessary talk, that even now exists in the khankas. And a third, killat manam, your whole day had to be spent night and day in mujahid and ibadat. Very little sleep was given. Father Shaykh al-Hadith Nawwar al-Markadu, in our later Buzrugani Deen, when he saw that now the bodies also are weak, the himmat and courage also is very, very weak, then they said now, the two things, killat ta'am and killat manam, now your person has to come in a khanka and sleep also. And he eats also a lot. As long as you stay away from vain talk, that is enough. That vain talk will destroy a person, taking our weakness into consideration. And this happens as Qiyamah will come nearer and nearer, people become weaker and weaker. As the senses of weaker, weaker, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, his condition changes with a person. It is said of the Sahaba Kiram, Ridwanullah ta'ala Majmeen, in the beginning the Sahaba Kiram, that comes in the Quran Kareem also, that 1 to 10, in other words, 200 enemies on the one side, and only what you call 20 Sahabas on the other hand, then the 20 Sahaba had to fight, they could not leave the battlefield. It was wajib upon them to take them on. But later Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made takhfif, and the takhfif was made at 1 to 2. So it shows that even with the Sahaba Kiram, because the earlier Sahaba, those who brought Iman immediately, they meant great mujahidah, their level Iman was of a very, very high degree. Every Sahabi's Iman is of a very high degree, but of course, the Sabiqeen awwaleen, and the people who brought Iman later on, they can never be equal. Those Sahaba who brought Islam before Badr, and the Sahaba who brought Islam after Badr, there's a big difference in their stages. Those Sahaba who brought Iman before Fatih Makkah, and after Fatih Makkah, there's a difference in their stages too. And then the Sahaba Kiram and the whole Ummah, there's a big difference as far as their status is concerned. So as people become weaker and weaker, then from our Kabirin side also, Allah Ta'ala made it so, my dear brothers, that Alhamdulillah, taking our weakness into consideration, it was made possible that with a bit of sacrifice we make, a bit of zikrullah that we make, a bit of qurbani that we make, inshallah from Allah Ta'ala's side, the ummeed is there that Allah Ta'ala will bless us and Allah Ta'ala will enlighten our hearts. In fact, it comes in a hadith, one hadith Rasulullah SAW says, regarding the Sahaba Kiram, that if you live 1/10 of what you have been commanded, then you will be destroyed. A time will come that if they have to fulfill 1/10 of what they have to do, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them, and Allah ta'ala will enlighten them. Of course, the 1/10 can't be the faraiz as far as amal is concerned, that you read one namaz in 2 days, then of course we are kamyab. So this, the ulama have written, is a mehnat for deen, and the effort for deen, and the effort that we should make, the mujahidah that we make. If the Sahaba Kiram, the amount of mujahidah they had to make, 1/10 also would stay behind, then great what you call itab used to come down. We know in the Battle of Tabuk, 3 great Sahabis who were mukhlis, who were sincere, they did not have the intention of staying back. They wanted to take part in the battle. But Allah Ta'ala made it so that they kept on delaying, thinking that, alright, in the morning I'll go, I'll do my work, and I'll join the forces later on. The intention was there to join. Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala, it's all in the kitabs of hadith we read. His complete intention was to join.
But Allah, that why Puri Ramadan, Allah made it so that he should not join, to show us a way that if, for instance, a certain hukum of Allah is left out, there's a way you make tawbah, how the condition of tawbah is. And finally, unfortunately, Hazrat Qab ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala could not make it. And the other two sahabas, Hazrat Murara ibn Rabi and Hazrat Hilal ibn Umayyah radiallahu ta'ala, both the British sahabis, they could not make it. And then when they came down, there was severe admonition for them. Up to the extent that for 50 days, the Sahaba Kiram, other Sahaba Kiram were prohibited to speaking with them. To the extent that the Sahabi says, my greatest concern was this, in this condition, if Rasulullah is to leave the world, then what will be our condition? None of the Sahabis will speak to us forever. Or if I have to leave this world in this condition that Allah's Rasul is not happy with me, what will be my condition of my iman? But because of the very, very high stages, this great mujahidah that they did make, the little mujahidah that stayed back, they were so severely attacked from Allah, reminded him from Allah Ta'ala's side. And then the tawbah that they made, that tawbah has been accepted to the degree that Allah Ta'ala mentions the tawbah in the Quran Kareem. And the tawbah was directly, not by Rasulullah Sassam, but Allah Ta'ala himself directly accepted the tawbah. To that extent, that was the darjah of the Sahaba Kiram. So we can see from that, my dear brothers, that the Sahaba Kiram had to make a tremendous sacrifice. As time becomes further and further, with a bit of sacrifice that a person makes, and these days our ulama say, that just try and control your tongue, try and control your private parts, and try and control your eyes, which are very, very important, and then fulfill our farais, inshallah, ul-aziz, then that person, this is a wali of this particular time. Our tongues are very, very important. It comes in hadith, jirmu saghir wa jirmu kabir. That the body is very, very small, but the guna of this tongue can be so severe, that once our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala described one of the ummahatul mumineen, she was very short in nature, and he described her with those particular words, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Aisha, we know the love here for Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, that you have said such a word that if this word, we could see physically the effects of it, and if it was put into the sea, it would have turned the whole sea, become bitter. The salty water become bitter, completely bitter. The effect of this word is so great. And we come in a hadith also, my dear brothers, that sometimes just to bring two people, if a person has to say a certain word and that from love and muhabbat brought something between two people, a person regarded as very, very ordinary, but he becomes so accepted in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will forgive that person and give that person a high status. On the other hand, sometimes we say certain things which creates animosity amongst people, takes people apart. We regard it as very, very trivial. Came out, we did not even know what we said, these particular words. But on the day of Qiyamah, a person will be taken and flung into Jahannam. That is why they stated that this tongue of ours, if we can engage it and train it to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala as much as possible, inshallah, then this tongue will be saved from many, many evils that we do. There are two ways of making zikr. One is the askari masnuna that is there. And those askari masnuna are more effective, that the ulama ibn is like food. And the other askar that our akabirin show, the la ilaha zikr that we make, that is like a vitamin B tablet. If the food is not correct, that vitamin will not have its desired effect. The food also has to be there, and the vitamin also has got to be there. So it's very, very important that different askars of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to the masjid, he went out of the masjid, entered the house, he came into the house, before eating, after eating, it comes in hadith, sometimes we eat, and while we are eating, we forgot to read Bismillah. We did not read Bismillah, shaitan takes and partakes of the food. When shaitan takes partakes of the food, then the worst thing is this, because shaitan is a partner in our food, the effects of shaitan come into us. And what is the effect of shaitan? A struggle of disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and enmity amongst people. Then a fight starts, enmity starts, the heart becomes dark, a person becomes mahroom from the Allah Ta'ala zikr. The effect of shaitan is Allah's wrath descends upon him. The effect of shaitan to invite towards masjid and guna. So all this effect of masjid and guna comes into us because shaitan, we partook of the food with the shaitan. And what is the reason? We did not do bismillah. It comes in a hadith, we go in our houses, say assalamu alaikum. We say assalamu alaikum, then shaitan cannot enter the particular house. Lam yadkhul baytahu, fa inna shaitan yasallam ahadukum, lam yadkhul baytahu, kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. And we enter our house and we do not say bismillah. Then in that condition, shaitan is entering the house with us. Once shaitan enters the house with us, then shaitan starts his work. And his work is, we know what, masjid and guna. Then all these things take place. It may be a very, very small amal that we do. So every musnoon zikr of Rasulullah SAW have tremendous effect. When you come out of the masjid, you recite what you call, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. One of the musnoon duas, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min iblis wa junudi. Oh Allah, I seek protection from iblis and his enemy, and his army. It comes in a hadith, when we leave the masjid, the army of shaitan is waiting outside to take that person away, make him forgetful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a person who read this dua, that person will be protected from shaitan. When we enter the toilet, we read the dua and enter the toilet, we will be protected from the dua. When you come up from the toilet and we thank Allah ta'ala, then the senses that Allah ta'ala has given, the good health Allah ta'ala has given, for instance, we urinate, we have to go to the hospital and see for a person to urinate if Allah ta'ala keeps his urine back. And people will go on dialysis, to what great difficulty go. One great buzruk could not pass urine at the age of about 70, 60 somewhat. And he said that puri zindagi Allah ta'ala ne aasani ke saath peshab karaya, kabhi dil se shukriya ada nahi kiya. Dil se means, he must have read the dua, he was a buzruk, not like me. But that from the bottom of the heart, that Allah, this is your ni'mat, that you have made me pass urine without any difficulty. The whole world is there, we cannot what you call fulfill. The mikshukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that one small ni'mat only, one morsel of food, to digest that morsel of food, what goes through? People who cannot eat food, who cannot digest their food, we have to go and see them and appreciate that. The eyes that we wink, they stated, that when we wink our eyes, then a certain fluid comes because which the sight can stay. One very big millionaire, he stated, he could not wink his eyes, then every few minutes, he had to hire somebody and put some food in his eyes, otherwise that person will become blind. Now, many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala are there. Millions of ni'mat. وَإِن تَوْدُ نِعْمَةً لَا تُحْصُوهَا. But inshallah, the masnoon du'as that we will read, in the masnoon du'as will be related to make a shukr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When you make a shukr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will increase our ni'mats inshallah. And the greatest shukr is iman. To the extent that when we eat food after making shukr to Allah Ta'ala for the food, atamana wa saqana, that time to be reminded, وَجَعَلَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Ya Allah, this ni'mat is a great ni'mat. But bigger than this ni'mat is Allah, you have given us iman, and you have made us Muslims. Do not let us forget that, and thank Allah Ta'ala for that ni'mat of iman in Islam too. So those askar-e musnuna, that is a must. Everyone we should, and remind each other because we are very, very forgetful. If we will remind each other, inshallah, if that askar-e musnuna can come into our lives, to a great degree, many of our problems will be solved, inshallah. And then the extra zikr that we have, the wakabirin, besides the masnoon tasbihs in the morning and the evening, the durood sharif that is there, the kalima that is there, istighfar, very, very important istighfar. It comes in the Quran Kareem, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَانْتَفِهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَيَسْتَفِرُونَ. That regarding the kuffar of Makkah, this ayat was revealed, that a general azab will not come on the disbelievers of Makkah Mukarramah, because of two qualities. One is Rasulullah SAW was amongst them. And another condition was, وَهُمْ مُسْتَغْفِرُونَ. They used to make tawaf, and in the tawaf you say, غُفْرَانَ غُفْرَانَ, Allah forgive us, Allah forgiveness. So Allah said that as long as they ask for forgiveness, what their ghalat aqaid and belief, because they used to believe in many gods, but they used to believe Allah Ta'ala is supreme. In spite of the wrong aqidah and belief too, as long as they ask for forgiveness, a general punishment will not come upon them. When this will happen, that Rasulullah SAW used to leave them, and they will stop making istighfar, then the general punishment will come upon them. So istighfar is a very, very important thing. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Nawwar al-Marqar is right, that our istighfar also, istighfarna yahtaj ila istighfar in kaseer. Our istighfar in reality is muhtaj of istighfar itself. So istighfar we must make a lot of astaghfirullah. Durood Sharif, we know that we can never reward Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as Shaykh al-Hadith Ramal had written also, that if a person is a place that he can't find a proper sheikh, maybe in some part of some world, say Russia somewhere, In that beautiful page, if this person will read Durood Sharif excessively, then Allah Ta'ala will put so much noon in his heart that to do the correct thing, Allah Ta'ala will guide that person. That is the barakah of Durood Sharif. And that link will be one Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our Qabirin said that the least we should do, it comes in hadith, in the awla an-nas yawm al-qiyamah aktharum alayhi salatan, that the person closest to me on the day of Qiyamah who sends excessive durood upon me. And there Hazrat Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi writes that to be included in the excessive durood is the least we should do is 300 times. There are Qabirin that hundreds of thousands of times they read Durood Sharif a day. But if we can 300 times daily and increase it 300 times, then inshallah this durood with love and muhabbat inshallah, we read the Durood Sharif, the Durood Sharif will take us very, very far. And Hazrat Maulana Raipuri Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that every Durood Sharif is very, very acceptable. But Durood Ibrahim, the barakat of Durood Ibrahim is very, very different to the barakat of any other Durood. So we can't read Durood Ibrahim at least 300 times. Let's read any other Durood, and then Durood Ibrahim will be 100 times daily, inshallah, we will read 100 or 200 times daily in the morning and evening, inshallah. Just take one day out and say when we're going from the masjid home, do not talk with each other, and while we're in a car, read the Durood Sharif. And we'll be surprised at how many times Durood Sharif we can give, just going home and coming from home, the amount of Durood Sharif that we can read. Going to work and coming from work, how much Durood Sharif we can read. In that way, in that time also we have to utilize. One is we take out a special time, Noorun ala Noor. But if we do not take out a special time while we are walking to the masjid, coming from the masjid, going to the madrasa, coming from the madrasa, going to our shops, coming from our shops, that time also we engage and just see that we read correctly, you will be surprised at how many thousand times Durood Sharif and Istighfar we can do in that particular time daily, inshallah. And then, as I said, that in hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say, everything, for everything, there is something that removes the rust. And we know the basic part of our body is our heart. That has got to be, what you call, controlled properly. That has got to be cleansed of Ghairullah. Noor of Iman has to come in there. All the wrong things this place is because of the Ghalat Khayalat. The effort was not made on the heart. From a physical point of view also, when a person has got heart attacks, he's gone from this world. He dies. The main portion, even the doctors say, from a physical point of view, is the heart. In the same way, Rasulullah said many, many years ago, from a spiritual point of view also, the main portion is the heart. If that heart is cleansed from Ghairullah, that heart is cleansed from jealousy, that heart is cleansed from all other evil of pride, etc. If humility is in that heart, the love of Allah is in that heart, then the body will inshallah, will operate correctly. And for that, our Akabirin help us try that we have to make bear to some of our Akabirin, Buzurgan and Deen, there. Then for that, Kasr Zikr has got to be done. In the olden days, the Mujahid used to be done. Later on, what you call, when the Mujahid had become less, the least our Akabirin say that make Zikr so much, that saying La ilallah so excessively, that the effect of La ilallah has to come into the heart. And everything from the heart comes out except the love of Allah and except illallah stays in our heart. For this, of course, different ways are there. When you come back to one of our Qabirin, Buzurgan Deen, with their guidance, Maulana Naeem Sahib is doing work here, alhamdulillah, from his point of view, taking benefit from him, inshallah, he will make the zikr in that particular way, that inshallah, the little love of the world that is entered our hearts, Allah will remove that, inshallah. The deficiency that is there, Allah Ta'ala will remove that, inshallah. The love of Allah Ta'ala will come in our hearts, inshallah. Allah grant me also the tawfiq, inshallah, to act on advice and the teaching of Buzurgan Deen. And Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah has written that after I leave this world, people can still benefit from me. In fact, more can be taken of benefit by reading my works. And we saw that people who read the mawaiz of Thanvi Rahmatullah on a continuous basis, daily take some time out, how much it has transformed their lives, my dear brothers. In the same way, our love for Hazrat Maulana should be this, that Hazrat Maulana's works, alhamdulillah, in tapes is there. Many kitabs have been printed. Then at least we should continue the majlis in our houses, wherever we may be. Be with Hazrat Maulana in that particular way. Listen to the beautiful words. And inshallah, our qabid of our nature, that even after death, inshallah, we can continue benefiting from the teachings, which is most important, my dear brothers. The person is not important, the teachings are important of the person, my dear brothers. If we will bring the teaching into our lives, then that will be a benefit to us. If we just have outer love, my dear brothers, without bringing the teachings in our life, then outer love is of no value whatsoever. That is why Allah Ta'ala says also, in kuntum tuhibbunna fattabi'uhibbukumullah. If you claim you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this claim is not good enough. How to express your love for Allah Ta'ala is follow me, then the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we follow our akabirin, our buzuqanideen, because they are replica of the sunnah in many, many ways. Of course, they can't be like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but in many, many ways, they have made it very easy for us to see their lives and to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that once, as a Shaykh al-Din went to visit one person, and just in 1 minute he went in and he came out immediately. That person said, Hazrat, why this? He did that because, you know, sunnah is there when a person is sick, we should not sit more than some time. Immediately when 2 minutes sat, put his head on the head and came away. And as far as the ikhlas of Lillah was of a degree, it is said that once Shaykh Ibn Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was lecturing, he went to Kanpur, Hazrat Khanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi was there, he was teaching Kanpur at that particular time. And Khairabad was a place nearby. In Khairabad, there were great ulama of logic and philosophy. And they were the impression that ulama of Deoband know hadith, but they are not very, very well aware about logic and philosophy. And as Shaykh ul-Hind Rahmatullah was speaking in Kanpur, and a very intricate masala of philosophy was speaking upon. And at that particular time, the great anim from Khairabad walked into the masjid. And as Shaykh ul-Hind, what you call, finished his bayan, and said, Awakhiru da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Hazrat Khanvi Rahmatullah said, Hazrat, this was the time to speak now. He said, the same thought came in my mind. Now that lecture would not have been for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it would have been to impress somebody. Imagine how much at all times that ikhlas, my work must be for Allah. At that time too, when a person forgets it, they were very, 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 what you call, particular. They did not forget it. We know the very famous one, Hazrat Mawlana Rashid, what Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Alayh, that when the English were looking for him, then he went into hiding for 3 days. After 3 days he came out, people told him that, Hazrat Maulana, you know that what you call, there's a warrant of arrest. And at that time, warrant of arrest means certain death for you. There's no way but death for you. He said, I also know about that. I'm not afraid of death. I did not go into hiding because of fear of the English. I went to hiding for one reason, I could make amal on sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ghari Sur stayed for 3 days. I know also to save himself from the enemy outwardly. So I want to make this amal on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is to happen in English? If harm is there, my death is at the hands, it will happen. If it is not there, it won't happen. That is not important. But to make sunnah, to make amal and act on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala given us akabirin buzrugan of that nature. That in that condition also is to make amal on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we can imagine in other parts of the life, how particular they were on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very, very recently there's one kitab, one of the Thanvi Rahmatullah Zalman Abdul Bari Rahmatullah written, very excellent kitab to show you how the Thanvi Rahmatullah's whole life was, and how is to make amal on the sunnah is a kitab that we should all read, to see, that Nalas Zalman on himself, maybe to make ta'alim of it here, inshallah, that we can see the Akabirin and Buzrugani Deen, the love of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our head, and how their whole lives in every part, whether it was a muashrat, whether it was a mamlat, whether it was a ibadat, in everything, how particular they were on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, it will be easy for us, because they have been within our times, to follow their ways. That will make it easy for us to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah grant me also the tawfiq, Allah grant us all the tawfiq, inshallah. The beautiful works of the Mawlana rahmatullah to continue, to make daily dua for the Mawlana's elevation, inshallah. By making dua for them, Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, will make us among his muqarrabin. Because, like making dua for the great people, making dua for them, their tawajjuh will be on us, and because of their tawajjuh, inshallah, we will also become the mahbub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the people after us will remind us, inshallah. And most important, Allah grant me and all of us the tawfiq, inshallah, to make amal on the beautiful teachings, inshallah, of our akabirin, of Zraganinin, in our country, where the Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullahi and other akabirin that are there, my dear brothers, to make amal, inshallah, on their teachings, inshallah. We will make amal on their teachings, inshallah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will also include us in His special servant, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyina wa Shafiina wa Lana Muhammadin wa Alaihi Wasallim. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Ya Allah, mahasana fadhu hamari wa puri ummat ki tamam gunahon ko maaf farma. یا اللہ ہمارے تمام اقابرین کو یا اللہ ہم سب کی طرف سے بہترین بدلہ نصیب فرما، یا اللہ ان کے ساتھ سچی محبت نصیب فرما، یا اللہ اتباع سنت کا جذبہ پیدا فرما، رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سچی محبت پیدا فرما، ہمارے تمام اقابرین حضرت مولانا سمیت یا اللہ ان سب کی پوری پوری مغفرت فرما دے، یا اللہ ان کی کچھ کمیاں ہو اس کو معاف فرما دے، یا اللہ ان کے نقش قدم پر چلنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما دے، ان حضرات کی خدمات کو انتہا قبول فرما، ان کے فیض کو عام اور تام فرما اور قیامت تک جاری فرما، اور اس مسجد کے اندر حضرت مولانا نعیم صاحب اور جو حضرت مولانا کے متعلق ان کام کر رہے ہیں یا اللہ بھی انتہا قبول فرما کر حضرت مولانا کے مشن کو قیامت تک جاری فرما اور ساری فرما، یا اللہ ہم سب کو تیری محبت نصیب فرما، اتباع سنت کا جذبہ پیدا فرما، یا اللہ پوری امت مسلمہ کے لیے خیر کا فیصلہ فرما، حیا والی زندگی نصیب فرما، معاشیت کی نفر دلوں کے اندر پیدا فرما، ہمارے اخلاق کو درست فرما، غیبت حسد بغض عداوت اور جھوٹ سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو تیری ماں سیوا سے پاک اور صاف فرما، تیری محبت سے لبریز فرما، یا اللہ نفاق سے پوری پوری حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ ہم انتہا کو نگار ہیں، خطاوار ہیں، سیاکار ہیں، گندے ہیں، مگر آخر میں اللہ تیرے بندے ہیں، ان اقابرین کے فیض سے یا اللہ ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما دے۔ ایسے بھی حدیث میں سنا ہے کہ ایک نیک مجلس ہوتی ہے، ایک آدمی وہاں گزر رہا ہے، بیٹھ جاتا ہے، یا اللہ ان نیکوں کی وجہ سے ان کی بھی مغفرت فرما ہو جاتی ہے، یا اللہ تیرے نیک بندوں کا ذکر ہم نے کیا ہے، ان کی برکت سے اللہ ہمیں بھی راہ گزر کی طرح یا اللہ ہماری مغفرت فرما دیں۔ ہم تو جانتے اور اقراری مجرم ہیں کہ کوئی عمل ہمارا نہیں ہے، مگر تو رحیم ہے اور کریم ہے، تو یا اللہ دینے کو بہانہ ڈھونڈتا ہے، یہ جو کچھ مسجد میں آئے یہ بھی تیری توفیق ہی سے ہوا ہے، ورنہ ہم تو ایک نماز بھی نہیں پڑھ سکتے تھے۔ حضرت مولانا کی جتنی بھی پسمنگاہ ہے یا اللہ ان کو بہترین بنا نصیب فرما، یا اللہ صبر کی توفیق سے والا فرما، جو مشکلات ہیں آسانی فرما، مولانا کی تعلیمات پر ہم سب کو عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما دے، یا اللہ اور اتباع سنت کا جذبہ پیدا فرما دے، ہماری نمازوں کے اندر جان پیدا فرما دے، امت کے حال پر رحم فرما، امت کے ساتھ کرم کر فرما، فضل فرما، دین کے تمام شعبے کو ذمہ فرما، تمام مدارس کی، مکاتب، خانقاہوں کی حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ دین کے کسی کام کے اندر کسی قسم کا رکھنا نہ نصیب ہماری پوری پوری حفاظت فرما، اور یا اللہ جتنے موجودین ہیں جو یا اللہ جائز مقاصد سب کے ہو، یا اللہ تمام مقاصد کے سب کو کامیابی نصیب فرما، جو مشکلات ہیں ان مشکلات کو دور فرما دے، ہر وہ خیر جو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نصیب فرما، ہر وشد اسے رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر ہمیں بنا سی فرما، اللہم ارزقنا حبک و حب رسولک و حب من ینفون حب اندک وجل حبک حب الاشیاء لینا وجل خشیتک اخوف الاشیاء لینا، اللہم اصلح لنا دیننا اللذی و اسمت و امرنا و اصلح لنا دنیانا اللذی فی آم عاشنا و اصلح لنا آخرنا اللذی الیم عادنا وجل الحیات زیادت لنا فی کل خیر وجل الموت راحت لنا من کل شر، ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنۃ وفی الآخرۃ حسنۃ وقنا عذاب النار، یا اللہ قصر درود بھی اللہ پڑھنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما دے، یا اللہ اتباع سنت کا جذبہ پیدا فرما دے، صحابہ کرام کے نام پر مربنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما دے، اقابرین کے فیض سے مالا مال فرما دے، دین کو بدنام کرنے سے اور بڑوں کو بدنام کرنے سے ہماری پوری پوری حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ قیامت کے دن کی شرمندگی سے حفاظت فرما، ایمان کامل کے ساتھ جینا، ایمان کامل سے مرنا نصیب فرما، اور ہم سب کے اولادوں کو یا اللہ قیامت تک یا اللہ ان کے اندر ایمان کو قائم و دائم فرما، یا اللہ اس وقت دجال اور دجالی فتنہ سے سب کی پوری پوری حفاظت فرما، سب کو حیا والی زندگی نصیب فرما، عفت اور پاک دامنی نصیب فرما، معذرت فضل و کرم سے ہماری دعا کو قبول فرما، اللہم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تنجینا من جمیل احوال والآفات وتقضی لنا بها جمیع الحاجات وتطہرنا بها من جمیع السیئات وترفعنا بها عندک اعلی الدرجات وتبلغنا بأقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة والممات، وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمته.